have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
Next up, we have a call from Steve who wants to remove his popcorn ceiling. Steve, tell us about your ceiling.
I believe whoever built the home didn't prep it properly because I've got flakes of the popcorn material coming off the ceiling.
It's raining popcorn. So what would you like to do, Steve? Would you like to permanently and once and for all remove this popcorn so you have a smooth ceiling?
Well, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah. How old is your house?
It's about 6 years old.
Okay. Well, that's good news because that means the popcorn is not going to contain asbestos, which was a concern, you know, 20, 25 years ago. What I have found is the best way to remove that is with water and a spackle knife. You need to wet the stuff down because it comes off a lot easier when it's wet. And so if you have like a spray bottle where you can soak a section, you know, let that water sit there for a while, and then slowly but surely work your way through with, say, a 6-inch wide spackle knife, you will eventually, sometime in the next 22 years, remove all of that popcorn. And, you know, meanwhile, you'll have something to keep you busy on lonely nights.
And you really want to make sure you protect your floor because this stuff is going to go everywhere.
It comes off pretty quick, Steve, but you have to be very careful about the job because it does kind of get everywhere, and you just want to go through it and get it done. It's a good idea to block off this particular room from the rest of the house with plastic sheeting. And the other thing that you can do is to put a fan in the door facing out so it kind of depressurizes the room. And then you open up a door or a window slightly on the other side of the room so that you have some air pulling through the room the whole time. So if any of that flakiness gets into the air, it'll at least keep moving out. And then, of course, aside from all that, you want to wear some respiratory protection.
Hey, Tom, what do you do once you have all the popcorn removed from the ceiling?
Well, you get all your friends together and you go to the movies, of course. what can you do? After that, the decision is going to be based on what the condition of the ceiling is. Now, it might be that the ceiling's reasonably smooth, and so if you go up there and spackle off any dings and dents and chunks that you took out of it, you could potentially prime it. Priming, I'd say, was very important. You don't want to skip the primer step, especially after having that popcorn material on there for all those years. And then paint it. And it would be very careful to use flat paint, not to use anything with a gloss whatsoever, because invariably the ceiling is not going to be as smooth as if it would be if the popcorn was not there.
Do you think when he's doing the work in this room, should he turn off his HVAC system in the house?
Not a bad idea, and you know, if you don't turn it off, you're going to end up having to clean many filters and perhaps even having to have your ducts vacuumed out. But if you use that little trick of the trade to depressurize the room, that should keep most of the dust moving out, Steve.
Well, that sounds good. I didn't know that it would just come right off with water. So.
Absolutely. Steve, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.